Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Well, I'm going to kick it off because I had a very interesting weekend.
Well, first off, before you kick it off, let's say welcome. Welcome back. We won't scare Hunter this time.
Kick it off. This is the third time we've done this. Yeah. Tearing down the fourth wall. Cut, ready, go.
Interesting weekend?
I had an interesting weekend.
What'd you do?
I had a couple that came down from Arkansas.
On a whiskey boat?
And the young man served in the Marines. Okay, and he actually went to Ukraine. And he went over there because they shipped, the United States shipped a bunch of very old machines that makes ammunition to Ukraine, and he had to set them up, show them how to operate them.
I like a man. Hey,
and then one of the guys that worked there, an older man, gave this to him, and he gave it to me. And that's a three cubes in one.
It's just a cube.
A big one, a little one, and then another little one.
I can confirm there's a lot of cubes inside.
So what's the significance of that?
But first and foremost, thank you, young man Parker, for serving our nation in the Marine Corps.
He's the kind of guy you want in the apocalypse. Whatever the apocalypse may be. Zombies, whatever it is. The guy that can make bullets.
Yeah.
That's one.
I should have asked him. I wish I would have now, because I've been thinking about it ever since he went home. I bet he got them from Camp Minden.
Oh, yeah?
Over there where they used to make all the ammo.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that's where they got it.
Is that where they made it?
But what was cool, I've got the Marine emblem,
yeah,
the anchor, the world, and the eagle. And this was three different generations of Marines. And this was at the Battle of Fallujah.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. So I'm going to keep it. When I find a young man that just joined the Marine, we're going to make it the fourth generation Marine. Because I'll give it to him and tell him, hey, keep it, and it'll be a good little luck charm with you for it.
Oh, yeah.
But that was interesting. Okay.
Yeah. You did have an interesting weekend.
Yeah. No, it was.
Because
my hat's off to people that go to foreign lands, especially those foreign lands that are in war.
Hear, hear.
To help out, you know, against the aggressor. Yeah, so, you know, it was cool.
How'd he find
you? He had a lovely wife. They had just gave birth to his son, which was, you know, very cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. Martin has an important question.
How did he find you?
Huh?
How did he find
Philip?
Oh,
man. I had met him at an event, took pictures with him and talked to him.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. And then that
The one you just got back from?
Well.
Something tells me he's from Oklahoma.
A couple of years ago.
Oh, I got you. Oh, Arkansas.
Oh, I missed that. Yeah.
Yeah, Arkansas. On a whiskey boat. Arkansas.
Well, that's cool.
But it was cool, and it was a very interesting weekend, and I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Well, and a more important update, not more important that, because that wasn't really an update. That's just what happened. But I'm looking for an update. You know, when we left, you had challenged Johnny D to a domino match for quite a sum of money, however much you had in your pocket.
I got 2 years.
I know you got 2 years to redeem it.
You better study. You better go get with some experts.
But how'd the other night go in your domino match?
Oh, no. Me and Josh Galt, Captain Josh Galt, was my partner. He had never played domino before. Oh, Phillip and Stone was the other two players. Well, naturally, okay, it was a good game.
He strapped a whole bunch.
No, we did win. Me and Josh did win, but the score, okay, when
you won with somebody that's never played against Phillip and Stone.
Oh yeah,
and I got to be on Phillip's team.
Well, you got to be on. Hey, get you pick your partner, son.
I kind of want to be on your team now.
Well, hey.
Well, no, you're playing against his
mom. Who's gonna be on your team?
I don't care.
He you just beat
probably Al.
Oh.
That doesn't sound fair.
That's probably one I'm gonna bring with me is Al.
Actually,
bringer.
That's a. So see, Al's the.
Mike Martin's on your team.
That's what I thought, but I just got booted for a guy to vest.
That'd be fine.
That was.
y'all are letting me know the rules.
Hold on. I watched
them play many years down there at Fields. We'd eat dinner, and they would adjourn to the round table.
I think you.
And it had the paint just chipped off everywhere.
What about me and Martin versus you and Jace? I think we'd win.
I don't think.
I'll tell you why. No, I think I could get just enough under both of y'all's skin that y'all would start fighting against each other.
No.
And then we'd just watch them take each other down.
Y'all would lay down about three times.
No.
Look, you
don't, and then,
you don't understand. You and Jace don't and fight when you play dominoes together?
They're going to call each other an idiot.
Oh, no,
but
no.
But we're going to get beat by 400.
Oh. But what if they get so mad at each other they can't?
No, that don't happen.
Well, then that would be a forfeit. No. I don't know if we still win in that case.
Them boys was pouring into a domino game was going on.
Because here's the deal, okay? I would say I am a fair domino player. Okay? That means I'm decent. Jason is a excellent domino player.
He'll tell you what you got.
Okay.
I knew that. I thought there might be
he'll not only tell you what you've got, he'll tell you what I've got, and whoever else, if Martin, he'll tell you what Martin's got.
Mirrors.
He'll tell you everybody's hand. Hey, you ain't got but two plays, play the six ace or the deuce ace.
Yeah, that's wild. It really is.
I've never seen nothing like that. I've heard that.
I've never done that.
I just thought y'all might not be good teammates.
Well, it's easy to tell the person who's behind you what they've got if they know what they're playing. I can reasonably tell the person who's going to play behind me what they have. Jace can look over there two spots removed and tell you what you got, too. It's and then you look back. You look down and you're like, no, that ain't what.
Oh, I'm always lying to him because he said, hey, you ain't got a two-play. I said, hey, wrong answer, dude. I got three plays.
Yeah. But then once you play that one, then he knows what you got.
Yeah.
He said, I had the other two down.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, but you missed one. Because here it is. The whole game, okay, is paying attention. What's being played, okay, especially by your partner.
Yeah, the funniest match would actually probably be Cy and Goblin. And you and Jace.
I know.
That would be a good game.
I prefer not.
That would be a good game.
I don't want to be on his team.
Now, you're going to get berated so bad.
Jace is going to be on your case.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
You're going to get called an idiot.
Why did you play that part?
That's right.
At least 150 times.
Numerous times.
But your saving grace is that Jace and Si may end up in a fist fight and you'll be forgotten about.
We don't ever get
you. WE can do it too when you play in
the only thing that happens when we play dominoes is, I either strap him or he straps me. That's just that way.
I might would want to be on your team.
He'd laugh a lot more.
Yeah, it would feel like you
Jace
were
ain't no fun.
Berating me for fun.
No. Yeah, Jace
would just be like he was undressing me to embarrass me naked up on a stage.
Yeah, he's trying to make you pay attention where you play better.
It's not.
Well, I'm not. I don't care.
Yeah. I got yelled at.
I played with Jace one time.
It is. You just cost me 30 on playing that dumb move, and you gave it to them.
I played with Jace one time, and he tried to teach me 40 years of dominoes in 20 minutes. It didn't go well.
No.
It
didn't go well.
No. I was just like, I play still by size philosophy, kill all doubles, take all points.
I still haven't YouTubed it, but I'm going to.
I'm not smart enough to.
You got to understand, this goes back to childhood. My older brother, we call him the warden. Mama would say, hey, you're in charge of the kids.
The warden.
They would go down the hill to the Hobbses to play dominoes. Okay, and Jimmy Frank was a warden. He went in the Air Force, but he walked the beat just like the guard would. Walked around the cabin, you know.
No,
no. Oh, yeah, yeah. But we always got out. We always slipped out. We ended up all going down to the Hobbs's. Mom and Dad and them was playing dominoes. We're playing hide and seek and whatever else we could.
Dominoes.
Get. Yeah.
I found
nowadays,
some dominoes.
You can't do that. I mean, playing at night.
Oh, no.
Can't do it.
We didn't stay indoors.
Mm-mm.
Okay, and then talking about, we didn't ride up on a brand new bicycle. You know, there wasn't none of that.
What do you mean?
If you had a bicycle,
it was used.
You found a piece of junk somewhere and then found a tire somewhere and put on it. And you had something that would actually roll. Yeah,
piece it together.
Yeah, piece it together and you could ride it.
I'd strip mine. I'd get one. I'd strip it.
The flying flea, baby.
Make it faster. Mm-hmm.
So we'd
come I didn't know if you were parting it out and selling
we
it.
Lived about, no. We lived Change about 5 miles from Black Bayou. Okay, so the and boat ramp port. We used, you Give come back over a big hill, and it goes down to the boat ramp. So, hey, with the pieces of bicycle we'd put together, we'd come over that hill wide open.
There's not much more
you
know, fun.
And, hey, and just going out in the lake.
Than riding the bike yeah. down a boat.
Oh, no. And just go out and just go slam out of sight. Go under. Then you pull it out. Hell, we'll go do it again.
Go do it again.
That sounds like my white noise machine that I play as I lay down on my Helix mattress.
That's a good Helix mattress, too. I love that thing.
I guarantee.
I don't know if I love yours, but I love mine. Want to know why? Because yours was made for you, and mine was made for me.
Yeah, you probably won't love mine because mine is super firm, and I know you like to just go... Lay around
all in a bed,
in a mud puddle or something.
But. In a soft, fluffy cloud made for a 6'2", 235-ish back sleeper. Took a quiz that said that, and bam, they shipped it straight to my door. What you doing?
Trying to get untangled over.
I got all these hoses, boys.
He done slept so hard, he's all tied up. Look at it. Yeah, it's going to take you longer to get out of that than it will to take a quiz and order you a custom-made mattress.
Made specifically for your used-to-be 6'2", now about 5'11", old man body
you
that sleeps on his side. You do sleep on your side, don't you?
He just sleeps. Yeah, I don't
sleep anyway.
Yeah, he just sleeps. But look.
On my side, on my back, on my tummy.
Yeah, no matter what kind of sleeper you are, they have 20 unique mattresses, including an award-winning Lux Collection, a mattress for big and tall sleepers. Godwin, you don't qualify for those anymore. And even a mattress made just for kids.
Boom.
There you go. Helix is bringing their most premium mattress yet with the new Helix Elite Collection.
Elite.
Every Helix Elite has a built-in cooling cover, thousands of supportive coils, dual cushioning layers, and lumbar support for a truly elevated sleep experience. And you're like, man, that sounds like a bunch. How do I know which one's for me?
Boom.
Take a quiz.
You'll find 2 minutes.
Under 2 minutes.
You can't even fail the quiz. Easiest quiz of your life.
Unless you lie, which would be dumb because you're ordering your mattress.
Dummy, don't
no
do that.
To lie. Look,
ace the quiz.
And then look, once you do it, mattress ship straight to your door free of charge. And there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it. So they offer you a 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress. Everybody is unique and everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has so many models to choose from, each designed for specific positions and feel preferences. Memory foam layers, models with more responsive foam to cradle your body, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, and if your spine needs some TLC, dadgummit, they got you. Johnny D., how's that Moonlight Lux treating you?
It's the best mattress we've ever had.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I love it. Allison loves it. It was clearly made for us.
But you ain't got to take our word for it. Look, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Plus, Helix mattresses are American-made, come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on which one you get. And here's the best part, y'all. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/ and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Go to helixsleep.com/ and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
Yeah, I used to jump my bike in swimming pools. When we'd go, when I was motocross racing, we'd be traveling, staying in a hotel.
And then jump it off the
jump it off the side into the,
You can just jump it off the diving board.
You can jump off a diving board. You don't have to use a bike.
You got, you need to do it on a bicycle. It's more
it's more fun.
Way more fun.
My bike ain't going to fit on a diving board, is it?
Y'all did
it's
way
even
more.
Better if you got
did way more on two wheels than I ever did.
Martin wasn't a big bicycle.
Hey, it's even better when you got somebody on your shoulder.
That's why I changed the sprocket. I'd get a big sprocket.
Somebody on your shoulder.
Front.
You could walk wheelies easier with it. You didn't have
you'd have someone like
didn't have
Willie
to pedal as hard.
Driving it and pedaling it, and you'd be on his neck, on his shoulder, holding his head.
I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No?
No.
Yeah, now when he started pedaling, you put your... Put blindfolds on, they can't see.
It sounds dangerous.
Yeah. It is. We fell off the pole, I mean, the dive board many a time.
Martin was more of a four-wheeler type of kid.
I bet you.
Martin needed a motor and four wheels.
Well, I rode a bicycle for a little while, broke my leg on that thing. Said, no.
You broke your leg?
Uh-huh.
On a bicycle, what'd you do? Try to jump to kick straight or something?
Going too fast.
I had a real serious...
Going too fast around a corner, like... curve at the only concrete driveway at the time on our road.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went around that thing, my leg got caught where the wash, you know, people didn't really create wash. My leg got caught right there in that wash and just kind of pop.
Wow.
Yeah. I was in kindergarten.
That's
but I still remember the pop to this day. Like, I remember.
No, let's not talk about it.
It just went, and I was like, it didn't even hurt.
Yes, it did.
No, well, just it was so much pain that I was in almost like shock. And I was like, I just remember laying there looking down my leg, and I was like, this ain't good.
Did you have two knees?
Something wrong.
Yeah, something has come loose here.
Mama! Yeah, when you look down and it's doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, something. It was pointed a little bit weird.
That ain't supposed to look like that.
Yeah.
How come we didn't ever holler for daddy?
Because he was going to whoop our butt.
Yeah.
My dad
always hollering for mama.
My dad had a very famous saying that he still says all the time. He looked at me square in the eyes and said, it'll feel better when it stops hurting every time.
Yeah.
Every time I got hurt, that's what he said. And I was you know what? That does make me feel better.
At some of the stuff we did as kids growing up.
Yeah.
We was lucky to be alive.
Floating on logs down the river.
Oh, no. We'd go to Red River. Mama would drive us 15 miles up Red River levee, drop us off and said, hey, I don't want to see y'all till supper time.
Yep.
We'd go down there and find a log laying halfway up on, work it free and get it in the water, ride it down from, like 20 miles above, Dixie, all the way to the bend, And at the bend, we'd let the log go and come on home.
Come on home.
That's wild.
Me and Martin grew up in the almost safe age.
Almost safe.
It's like they wanted to be safe. The worst injury I ever got is because one of our neighbors had a go-kart and their mom said, you have to wear a seatbelt. But we didn't have a seatbelt. It had bungee cords. So I just got drugged by a bungee cord behind a go-kart down concrete.
He was kin to us some way.
It hurt.
He was an uncle somehow. But he had a go-kart. And this guy's he's a nut anyway. He was a plumber. I'm serious. He was nuts. Well, hey.
Too much glue.
This thing he got, it had twin motors on it.
Ooh. Twin cylinder.
Okay, and hey, he had got a mechanic to soup this baby up. I'm talking about. He'd come by the house running about a hundo.
Ooh. Okay. No. 100?
Yeah.
Kilometers?
It looked tired. The tires wasn't much bigger than this bongo jump.
No.
Yeah.
They was round. Black round.
I haven't been on a
solid, they were solid rubber. You know, wasn't no air.
Since the day I got drugged.
He'd come by.
Hard as a rock.
He'd come by and just.
We were the age, being what we are, where like everybody was aware that they were really dangerous and we knew we should probably have helmets and stuff. But we didn't have them. Like, they're like, man, that's a really cool idea. But no.
Yeah, but ain't.
The worst four-wheeler wreck I ever saw, the kid had a helmet on. His mom had a helmet.
The best toy we had growing up was the bag swing.
What's a bag swing?
Bag swing.
Daddy would bring a big oil field rope back home, about 40-foot length. We had a big giant pecan tree in the backyard, climbed up, hooked that on it, And then we had a old shed over here, you know, and the limb's running this way. The shed's like this. The shed right here is the limb is coming out this way. Rope, a bag, yeah.
What kind of bag? Like a burlap sack or something?
Oh, yeah.
Like a tote sack?
Tote sack.
Okay.
Tote sack, put it, old clothes in it, you know, just the sport stuff. Jackets and junk, it wasn't no good. Yeah.
And that's what y'all swung on.
And hey, we had a rope, a little rope to pull the big rope to us. Because you couldn't pull it all the way up. You'd get it close, and then you had to jump and grab the bag.
What y'all jumping off of?
Off a ladder off the top of that house. We had a ladder on top of the house.
How high was it?
OSHA approved.
I remember one time me and a friend of mine was up on top of our house. We kids, you know. He said, I dare you to jump.
Yeah.
And I said, I ain't jumping off the house.
And we ain't played Superman. It.
So we finally, I jumped.
No,
it wasn't bad. So
yeah, we ain't played Superman. Up the
TV we antenna, we'd shimmy up there and get on top, jump off again.
Hold up.
So then I said, I'm going to jump my bicycle off it, you know, because I race motorcycles.
Off the roof?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got bicycle up there. But the only problem is bicycles ain't got shocks.
Yeah.
So it's a little different landing than
he hit hard.
Doing on the motor.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. I didn't break nothing.
Oh, I remember that.
I didn't ever do that again.
I remember that kind
of thing. You sang Kenner?
I had to pull that thing up there with a rope, and everybody was saying, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, man, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one.
Did you have trampolines as a kid?
Had what?
A trampoline.
Nah. Oh, yeah, I've gone off a roof onto a trampoline.
But, like, nowadays, kids got nets all around them.
Trampolines involve money.
Okay.
You didn't have any money, okay?
But one time. We climbed up on the little swing set we had, probably like 11, 10 feet, and my buddy jumped off onto the trampoline, but we put one of them giant exercise balls on the trampoline, and he went sideways and about broke his back on a fence.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. Yeah. And I had it on video.
The first time I went off a house onto the trampoline, I didn't understand that the middle is where you wanted to land.
Yeah.
I was scared to jump too far, so I got right there on the edge. I went dead sideways when I hit.
Bad move.
I picking myself up off the ground like, that was dumb.
Yeah.
Kids nowadays don't get to move their trampoline to do stupid stuff.
And then get it back before your parents get home.
Yeah. They got nets all around them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nobody breaks arms anymore.
Yeah, they normally bolt them down real good, too.
Yeah. We had just gotten old enough to be savvy, and we had a friend weld a hook that we dropped through the drain of the bridge and that we had the rope on. That way nobody'd catch us.
Yeah.
Then the cops would eventually show up and tell us we couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, they always come in there.
And then my mom would get mad at us, and she was like, where did you think of jumping off the Darbone Bridge at? And I was like, Dad?
From all those that came before us?
Dad told me they used to do it, so we had to do it.
Yeah. I'll say this. You asked if I ever did that. One of my best friends growing up, like in junior high and all that, last name was Griffin. So Griffin's Run Marina, that's right there by the bridge. Yeah, that's us. Yeah, that's us.
That's
funny. I remember the first time I didn't really understand current. The first time I went off that thing when there was current in it, I was like, oh, I'm going to die. Like, I was getting pulled out to the river, and I was just like, wait, hold on now. I couldn't swim strong. I couldn't get across the current. Finally, I just ended up over on the other bank. I said, forget this. I'm bailing, boys. I went to the other bank. I went to the other bank, said, I figured out from there.
He said, he's leaving this party.
That's the way to do it.
I was trying to cross that rascal.
That's a pretty tall bridge, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's when the water's low, it's tall.
Yeah, it hurts.
Tall. Yeah, you wear shoes.
Yeah, it hurts.
It hurts the bottom of your feet.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hearing it crunching?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count, and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com, and it's delicious.
Now I'm on almonds.
Eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin, with the Snack Kings.
What you got?
By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
Well, hey, give us snacks.
I can't help it.
We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Goblin just peeled the filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good. Mm-hmm. If it was a bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at Nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody. As is proof here, everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We on a 5-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango,
almonds,
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
They got some good pizza flour too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but
no. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. What?
What did everybody do? Get lunch today?
Or chocolate covered gummy bears if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at Nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at Nuts.com/Nuts. So go check out all the delicious options at Nuts.com/Nuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's Nuts.com/Nuts.
They're delicious.
Does everybody go through the must jump off stuff?
You know how many logs is hung up on them pillars?
Thanks, Janice. Gonna get me in trouble. No, my kids are dead if they ever do it. Don't ever jump off that bridge without calling me first.
Yeah, at least let me be there.
No, we did it.
Wear a life jacket. That's the only thing I wish I'd have done different. Put a life jacket on. Just because I'm not at no current. I'm talking about when it's got a little pull.
Oh, yeah.
Like the time when I'm just going this way and all my buddies are still back that way. I'm like, uh-oh.
If you do it now, though, the police show up so fast. There's so many Karens driving down the road just looking for kids having fun to tell on.
Yeah.
Also, I need to, GAR commanders, if you're listening, do not go do that. They live too close to that bridge and their parents are going to be really mad at me.
No, they're too busy catching fish.
They've been catching
fish. Smashing. I saw you got them. You swapped out some hooks for some labor.
He showed up. He goes, John David, I need $2. I said, for what? He goes, I just don't have any money. I said, what do you go pick out what you want?
Manor tank needs cleaning,
and then I'm gonna decide what the pentance is.
Yeah,
and all he brought was $4.99 worm hooks, all purpose. It was a really weird purchase, but I said, vacuums in the back room, get to work.
There you go,
and he did it well too.
That's a good teaching deal
for someone that enjoys catching gar for fun. Really good vacuumer.
Well, he's probably got some responsibilities at home, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. Well, they're raised well.
That's good.
They've always been a yes, sir kind of group of kids. That's why I like them. Got to get better t-shirts.
Fishing, doing that will keep them out of a lot of trouble.
I need to come by there and get me some weight.
But now you know what the price of vacuuming is.
Yeah.
$4.99,
Goblin. You can go over and just vacuum the rug.
A dollar a rug.
I need some bobber stops and some 1/4-ounce worm hooks.
Oh, $2.49 plus. Yeah.
1/4-ounce worm.
We're going to need 7.5.
1/4-ounce worm hook?
That is a great question.
I mean, not a worm hook.
1/4-ounce lead shot.
Wait.
Oh, I was worm hook. What is a 1/4-ounce
It is fishing season.
I am now confused.
Yeah, I was. Well, I got the worm
and
hook.
And I consider myself very well versed in fishing.
I was just going with jig head.
Yeah. Man, wow.
It is time. We're here, everyone. It's time to go outside and fish.
That's right. Oh, yeah. It is.
Have you been, Goblin? Yeah. Of course you have. You were going before. But it got straight.
The buds are budding on the trees.
I know.
Yep.
And they are shallow.
I smelled pollen last night. I smelt it. I said,
bass are on the beds at Caney. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sight fish them.
Oh, it's on.
White perch are shallow.
Yep.
And
Stone and them seen one about that long. Couldn't get her to bite.
That's a big one.
But they only caught three or four, and biggest one I think was four.
They catch any crappie?
I don't know. I told Josh, I said, hey, you ought to throw that bass rig down and grab that ultralight, go over some of them tops.
No, he was on a the honey hole and was like, hey.
The tops are tough right now.
Huh?
They don't want to bite on them tops. They own them, but they don't want to bite. You got to get the ones that's away from the tops. It's great.
You using that salt and pepper?
Yeah.
A little 30 seconds?
You betcha.
I ain't never had no trouble with them not biting on that.
Uh-oh.
They'll bite.
Do you want to assess?
Well, I don't know
back.
How to feed.
What's
he doing wrong?
No, I take it back. I had one trouble like that one day. He caught 17 and I caught one. And I'm reeling my bait behind and under his.
You're reeling too fast.
And, hey, they wouldn't hit it.
Too fast.
I caught one fish. They wouldn't hit it.
He was reeling too fast.
Is that the worst feeling in the whole wide world?
Oh.
When you're fishing with somebody and you know you're doing the exact same thing?
But I fish with Jacob Wheeler all the time.
And you feel like you're doing the exact same thing.
No.
It's fun to watch.
Strapping.
Look, yeah, I get the net.
I'm looking
at his
bait. He's
a little
bait different,
though.
I'm looking at his bait above my bait, and we're going along at the same time. And what happened? His bait disappeared. He where's another one?
Well, that's because he's got one.
Yeah. I said,
that's when we had to catch them on them trout magnets, them little bitty baits.
Oh, it don't bother me. As long as somebody's catching. Look, here's how I look at fishing. Team sport.
Team sport, huh?
We both going to eat them.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't care who's got the hot hand.
Yeah.
Just get them in that ice chest. Yeah. I don't care how they get there.
Hey.
I'll sit right here and tie your cricket on for you. I don't
care. They're going in the same spot.
Get them there.
You're just hungry.
I'm hungry.
Belly.
You've been hungry your whole life, haven't you?
Absolutely.
What?
I'm still waiting until I go buy Crumble Cookie and there's not 75 people out there.
I'm sore.
Like, why?
I just can't do it.
It's good.
What is it?
Huh?
There's a new
cookie. I don't need to tell you.
There's a new cookie joint in town.
Oh, you can't have it.
Hey, I need the advice from fans because most of our fans live in towns about like Monroe, West Monroe,
What kind of cookie?
Maybe they got a sugar.
The menu changes every week.
Huh?
The menu changes every week.
Just good cookies.
Real good cookies.
But I need to know.
Raisin cookie?
I said good. Really good cookies.
Yeah.
Not
raisin
that trash.
Cookies are good.
No. Raisin cookies.
Go to a place called Crumble Cookie.
There's a place right behind Crumble that probably serves those raisin cookies.
What?
Just right behind it.
The old folks home?
Yeah, the nursing home.
Yeah, the nursing
home. Ain't good. They don't know what they're doing.
You just got to get there by 4:15.
Like, yeah, if they don't know what, hey, if it ain't good, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, we just said they make really good cookies, and your mind went to, Raisin Bran?
Ooh, do they have oatmeal raisins?
A good cookie is thick
and
soft.
Yeah, that's what they got.
No. Yeah.
No, they're good.
And they sell this little cutter. This is how big they are and how much you don't need to eat a whole one. They sell a little cutter in there that you can get that like cuts it into four. So
yeah,
you slice
the cookie.
Yeah.
It's firm enough problem. You can pick it up. But if you pick it up and hold it too long, it goes.
They've got it figured out.
Have they got a sugar-free option?
I'm going to doubt it. I would judge them
if they
don't. That's discrimination.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm glad they got one.
I think there's a reason the Waffle House doesn't have turkey bacon.
Hey, man, if they did, I'd stop eating them.
Like, when you end up there, that's a different decision you've already made. Like,
I know, but, I mean, what if I want just a lightly sweet taste?
Then they're going to tell you to go over to Walmart and get you something from the sugar-free aisle, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're just a different customer. You're not their customer.
Yeah.
I would be.
No.
My money's spent like everybody else.
Yeah, but they ain't got room for
that.
Give
me a because
there's 14
options.
I would say they got it.
I don't know. Johnny D's probably looking up the menu right now.
Here's the deal, though.
That's discrimination.
This is what I need to know because West Monroe and Monroe has a problem.
About what? Chicken?
No, anything. Any new restaurant, anything new, it gets flooded for like a month. We got a Dairy Queen, people, and there was cops directing traffic for Dairy Queen.
Now Dairy Queen clip you for $7 for a cup of ice cream. Don't nobody go back.
But like, is other small towns like that? Remember when Freddy's open?
Yeah.
Around the building, cops outside waving people down?
I still ain't been there.
It's good.
What's Freddy's?
Is it?
it's got hamburgers and stuff. But now the cookie place, it's like, oh, you got some? How long did you wait? And it's like 45 minutes, like it's Space Mountain or something.
Yeah, no, I ain't.
It's a cookie.
Yeah. No.
I just need to know from the fans if your town does this too.
Boy, I could eat 18 pecan pies right now.
That would be good.
Big old cup of coffee.
Yeah, that would be. That would
Whipped
be good.
Cream on top.
Somehow, what about a dollop of homemade vanilla ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
I don't know.
How we always end up here.
No,
I know.
That would be apple pie.
Bars.
All right, here you go.
All right.
What?
I got
semi-sweet chocolate chunk. That sounds heavy.
Is that semi?
Cookie butter white chip featuring Biscoff.
No, is that sugar free?
No good.
Blueberry cheesecake.
Oh, that's more like.
I mean.
Caramel like sheet cake.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah, cookies and cream milkshake. There's an Oreo on top of the cookies.
Yes, Lord.
And then Buckeye brownie. And okay. Then there's one that says, for all sugar-free options, not here. I'm just kidding. It doesn't say that. I don't think they're doing it.
Well, that's discrimination.
Well, you know what? I discriminate.
Well, don't file a suit yet. Let me go get a box of cookies before you do that.
I ain't going to file a suit.
Do they know how much more money they can
I run into.
They got people waiting for 45 minutes. I don't think they're concerned I went with to the skinny folks.
And look, I went to the store the other day and ran into a bunch of little domestic terrorists. They called themselves Girl Scouts. And I ended up I ended up with six boxes of cookies from them, too.
Yeah.
Them dang tag-alongs get me every time, man. Them little peanut butter morsels.
I like the
coconut
ones.
Let me tell you what I got on.
Oh, yeah, Samoas.
Yeah.
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 Not a Samoa.
Because you need Samoa.
I'm not a Samoa kind of guy.
No, you always need Samoa.
Those are the ones I like.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I wasn't supposed to, but at the men's retreat, they had snacks on the table, which I couldn't. It was full of cookies and stuff, and I couldn't get that. But they had a box of them pretzels. They were squares. It was a square pretzel, and the innards was peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't get off of them.
Yeah, them things that they sell at Sam's and the big old
them
big plastic.
Just a little bite size. Yeah. Yeah, they had to put a nut in up for us.
You made somebody go on a Sam's run? You ate that many of them? They are good. You can't stop.
Oh, they're good. Oh,
yeah.
Anything.
Peanut butter pretzel.
It's good.
You never had that?
No.
It's a little bite-sized.
It's like a pillow.
Pretzel. Yeah.
It's a pretzel that looks like a pillow, and inside of it is just really dry peanut butter.
Oh, it's good.
And you just.
That peanut butter and that salt, it goes together.
Yeah, if you have one, you're going to have 20,000.
Pretzels.
How was your men's retreat?
Awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
I can't tell you about it. River Road.
Well, no, it'd have to kill you.
That's one of the things you got to be there.
No, I was just asking how it was. I ain't trying to get you to spill no beans or break your blood.
If he starts spilling
your
beans,
your name come up.
I'm required to go jump over things and tackle people. What? Why'd my name come up?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I can't.
You've been hanging with Robinson too long.
No, I'm directing one in the end of April.
You still hanging around the COC, son?
Hey, I'm always around, baby.
Yeah, I'm talking about coming up as a COC member.
I teamed their retreat. I love those guys.
They had a guy, I can't remember his name. He come from Dallas.
Texas?
Waco. But he had a fancy guitar with Australian wood, a tree from Australia somewhere. But he was good, real good.
I like that.
Fancy guitar.
I don't even know what that means, but I love it.
Fancy guitar?
With Australian wood.
Yeah, some kind of tree in Australia.
They got trees in Australia?
I guess that's what they make the didgeridoos.
Well, yeah. Where are you? Oh, yeah. You had no idea what that was.
Oh, no.
But now it was very.
You've seen the Outback commercial.
I recommend anybody to attend that retreat. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That was the second one.
Now was that the first one you worked?
Second, yeah. That side of it was
way more fun. You know what's going to happen.
It was all, well, yeah. It was kind
of. You're part of the planning committee.
Yeah,
well, they take your phone away and all that, but so you ain't don't have no distractions. So
yeah,
it's scary.
People actually talk to each other.
Well, there's something about if you remove every distraction you can from a person and say, hey, look, we got 48 hours and all you're going to really do is focus on your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Ready? Go. There's all these cool plans and stuff, but that's it. That's the whole secret. I'm spilling the secrets. If you do that if you take your phone and go, and then you do some other stuff, and talk about
then
Jesus.
Everybody
it's like all of a sudden it's like, wow, this is incredible. It's because we got rid of distractions.
Yeah. Well, not only that, because everybody's telling their story.
Yep.
What happened when they run upon Jesus?
Yeah.
That I like
pretty
that.
Awesome.
Which is just downright so cool sometimes.
I will tell you this, if you go to it, you're gonna eat.
you ain't gonna leave there hungry?
No.
We ain't going hungry. That's dumb.
All I can tell you about it.
Distraction would be being hungry. Can't have that.
Mm-mm. Oh, man.
Martin, you coming?
No.
You need to, man.
Too much together time.
Martin.
You need
too much. I'm a loner. Everybody knows I'm a loner.
You would love it.
I'm sure I would. But I also love my alone time.
It's very uplifting.
Yeah.
Okay.
He ain't even been.
I know. He over here selling.
No, I was there Sunday when you know.
Oh, he was at the return.
He gets to see the post.
Yeah,
that day, he was awesome.
No.
Was that the guitar?
Yeah.
I got to see this guitar.
He was playing it. It had a different sound. I mean, it was acoustic, but.
But Australian?
Well, yeah.
Did it have action?
No, because they're all made out of different woods. Your guitar manufacturers.
You could tell. I mean, it was just a...
Mahogany.
Uh-huh.
Walnut.
Is that kind of like we do with duck calls? We tell everybody it sounds different, but it really don't.
Gopher wood.
Well, no, but they do make...
That's how Noah made
They
it.
Do they make different, you know...
Make a little bit of difference.
Yeah, the soundboarding... The soundboarding is different, so it has an impact on it.
This man's a musician.
You can't get that like he does. The wah 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 wah. I tried to use one of them things. Right,
I was somewhere between a didgeridoo and Peter Frampton.
Yeah.
Hello. Bow bow bow
bow. You know the Aborigines can really make that thing talk.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's because they made it.
Well, I know.
Mm. Who was it? Was it Simmons? Somebody owned one back in the day.
Dusty Bottom.
Yeah, it was Dusty Bottom. He would just show up at like youth group stuff and be like, hey, guys.
Remember he brought it out there to Fields one day.
There you go.
We all gave it a run. No. That thing is not easy. It's not easy to play.
Man, Dusty Bottoms, of all people, had a didgeridoo.
He did.
That makes sense to me, but.
Yeah. Well, man, fits. There to fit.
It was like for like 6 months, that dude was like, this is my thing.
Yeah.
Whoever's in can be in, but I'm doing this.
Interesting. And Godwin's the only one that could play it because he come from a long line of trumpet players.
Yeah. I can't even do it.
Well, no, that's like in the movie when they was spinning the boomerang. They actually when you can tie a boomerang with a piece of string, you can actually communicate.
Oh, you talking about like Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What movie?
I didn't know what I was like.
Yeah.
I was lost.
No, because it just...
It was like smoke signal.
You know, yeah.
That's a knife.
No.
That's all I got.
Not a knife.
It's not a knife. I can't.
Are we taking a break at all?
I don't know.
Nah, we've just been going.
Well, hey,
I'll the deal. Find the break.
I'm trying to get out of here.
Look at here. There
I actually got
is.
A lot of good emails.
It's
perfect.
America.
But to prove a point, I threw my phone earlier.
Yeah, so we do need to take a break.
So let's take a break.
Phone.
So
where you get your phone.
And then
take
we'll
a break,
come back.
Get your phone.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You know, 6:30 is my favorite time of the day, hands down.
Why?
6:30 a.m.?
Hands down.
6:30 a.m.?
Got it.
Hands down.
Yep, a little slow.
Yep, got it.
Hands
si
down.
I still ain't got it.
Nope.
Si, wear a digital watch. 6:30
is my favorite time of the day.
Hands down.
There it is.
The clock hands are down.
I know.
I get it.
I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. You got to have one of them old-timey wind-ups.
You
got
to have one of them fancy ones. You can't have one that shows you the number.
Them digital.
See, I ain't got but his name of 425.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I understand.
Well.
I ain't hands down anymore. Y'all want to do the mail?
Yeah, let's mail.
Okay, so for the first
mail. We got mail.
I'm just going to be honest. This one's kind of heavy, but it is not email. It is not regular mail. It is hand-delivered. Oh, okay. I met a guy.
Hey, it ain't heavy.
Huh?
It's your brother.
Yeah, it's your brother.
What's
up? I don't know what just happened.
That was a song.
I told you he passed your time.
Ain't heavy, boys. He's your brother.
Never listen.
What song?
You don't ever listen to the Osmond?
Yeah. No. Anyway, Justin... who's been a fan of the show since the jump. Justin's out of Indiana. He asked us a question. He goes, dude, I emailed in years ago. And I go, what do you, huh? That's kind of mind blowing because that's how long we've been doing this.
Wow.
And he asked a question about how to hang out with his friends and his fiance because he didn't want to piss off his friends and his fiance. And you apparently said, good luck. And that's all the advice we gave him. Well, he's married now. He's got a one-year-old kid. People are just growing up on the duck call room, right?
Hey, I like it.
So a really cool guy to meet. He's out of Randolph County. He's a firefighter, and this is where the story kind of gets
awesome.
Not kind of, it just gets heavy. There was an accident, and he wanted you to have this shirt size, so I'm going to give it to you. Assistant Chief Kyle Osgood, the truck flipped over, and unfortunately, here's a shirt about Kyle.
Oh.
He did not make it, which is a terrible ordeal. Whoa. He had a wife and a young kid, and Justin just asked me to, you know, kind of honor that. And I wanted to, I was like, of course we will, because our firefighters, our police, we started off talking about the Marines.
Yeah.
They do stuff that I could never do. And we're so grateful for that. And so there a bunch of these guys are fans of the show. Up in Randolph County, Indiana. He just wanted us to maybe mention that, get some prayers headed that way, because that's apparently it's like a small town and then a bunch of volunteers all around, and they're all working together. And so, unfortunately, Assistant Chief Kyle's no longer with us, and that's just really hitting them all hard. So I wanted to take a minute and just say thank you to all those who put their life on the line. Like an accident like that, something we don't think about, 3,000 gallons of water going down the road to help us and how dangerous that is.
Yep.
So thank you to all our firefighters and to Kyle and his family. We'll be praying for you for sure.
Amen.
He also said, Martin, the mosquitoes by the duck pond, you need to get that under control.
There's mosquitoes by the duck pond?
By the water.
Well, I mean, it is Louisiana.
By the water?
By the water. He's from Indiana. No. He said those things were huge.
No.
I said, yeah.
Yep.
Part of it.
Sorry, bro.
We can almost eat them.
Yeah.
I saw an alligator yesterday, by the way.
Did you?
In the wild.
Where?
It was in a park.
Good.
We went to eat at the Salsa Robot restaurant.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, let's go walk around that swampy area with the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I told my kids, I said, first one to see an alligator wins. I was like, we're not going to. The sign's not there for it. It's just a show. And I found one.
Who won?
I did. I found it. But then I was like, that's
of course you did.
That's a statue.
Was it a big one?
No, it's tiny.
Tiny one. Yeah.
But I was like, it's totally just a statue that somebody put, because it was like right next to the bridge, perfectly for a picture.
Yeah.
Then I threw ice at it, and it didn't like that. So Carter said, Dad, stop it. mom alligator somewhere close. I was like, we'll never know unless she shows up, and then we'll wrestle it. Anyway, Hunter, my computer's still broken. This is the whole thing we're doing. But Hunter is going to do better than he did last time at throwing up a photo. Somebody was going on a cruise in New Orleans. Hunter, you put it on the wrong TV. Going on a cruise in New Orleans. Now it's on that.
Goblin up there.
No. That's the thing.
Oh.
If you could put it on the big TV, Hunter, we believe in you.
We believe.
This guy's going on a cruise out of New Orleans this summer, right? And he was like, I need to see where I'm going to. He got on Google Maps and looked at the port and clicked it. And this is Street View in New Orleans on Google Maps. Photograph says March 2015. Is that John Godwin?
That's me.
That's him.
You're on Google Maps?
I have arrived.
He has arrived.
Do you know how many Google Map cars I've driven beside for like a mile, waving frantically to see if I can get on?
Is that you, Godwin?
Yeah.
You sure?
Positive.
If it's not him.
I just ain't ever seen them britches on him. I'm trying to figure out what britches him.
Oh, no. He's had them. I've seen them.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a guy wearing a camo visor, a Faith Family Ducks t-shirt. I don't think those are zip-off britches.
Where did you go?
Heavyset man, bald head, white goatee, sunglasses. But we don't know if it's Godwin or not.
Where did you go?
What year was that?
March 2015. Is that the Duck Commander cruise?
That's the Duck Commander cruise.
Oh. So the Google Map somehow got a photo of Godwin.
Where was he going out of?
New Orleans.
We didn't go out of New Orleans, though, did we?
Yeah,
we did.
Huh? Yeah. I thought we flew to Miami.
No.
That was the
one out of New Orleans. Yeah. Well, the first one out of New Orleans, yeah. And the second one out of Miami?
Yeah.
Wow. Goblin, what a life. Goblin being on brand wearing the Duck Commander shirt.
And hey,
my man, look. Well, I knew he's going to wear the visor. Like, yeah. Wow. I still have never seen those britches. Must be vacation britches. I
don't know.
I mean, I was there too, which is what's funny.
Britches. Yeah. It's just interesting. I've always wanted to be on Google Street View.
Well, there you go.
It's got to be real tree britches. It's just a weird way the light is.
Probably some old Under Armour shorts or something.
I'm going to go try and find that photo when I get back to work and don't work and look at photos on my phone. Anyway, Nash County, North Carolina. Mike emails in.
Yeah.
Martin, they've got a seafood place with a robot. I don't know what it delivers because it's definitely not chips and salsa.
Hush puppy.
But
that's what it is.
Hush puppy.
Hush puppies. And then I tell you which ones. The ones that's got the corn in it that's real squishy.
Yeah, that you dip in butter.
Oh.
You think they got that in North Carolina?
I hope so.
My phone just froze.
That's all of it.
What is your problem with technology?
I don't know.
Johnny D, you're sitting too close to...
I did throw my phone earlier because I'm getting a new one.
Yeah, that's the one.
What you're sitting too close to Si.
Corn.
I mean, you've broken all my things, sir.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tore your computer up.
But that's all that stuff I can't eat no more.
Anyway, in North Carolina... I hope it is a hush puppy. A hush puppy robot.
Amen, cocktail sauce, tartar sauce. That's what's on that.
All the salves.
Yeah, all the salves.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Catfish Charlie.
Probably got shrimp cocktails
catfish
on it.
Hors d'oeuvres.
I ain't eat that.
If you had to pick a robot to bring you one thing, what would it be, real quick? I'm just like food wise. Like if you're food just wise. Sitting at home, you got a robot and you push a button and it always brings you.
The robot is at home now or is it a restaurant?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, you've got 24/7 access to a robot to bring you to eat.
Pizza.
Amen, pizza. Buddy.
This is every time.
Amen, buddy.
All right, bring me a good ribeye, tender ribeye.
Oh, that wouldn't be bad. Mm-hmm. If I could have it from the restaurant in Germany.
Godwin said them little pillow pretzels with the peanut butter inside.
Well, that would be after that.
That'd be the start.
After the ribeye.
First, he's going to have a big ribeye.
That would be between ribeyes.
I'm going to have the filet mignon.
Okay, I had one more email. Oh, my word, though. Hunter, I'm sending you this. We will pause the show just to prove this point.
Uh-oh.
I have, Hunter, if you could put this photo on the screen. The cookie place, my sister was like, oh, the kids are out of school. Let's go get cookies. West Monroe, you have a problem. So my sister
went
to the cookie place, and it is 4:30 in the afternoon, and this is the line. As soon as Hunter, look, the outside.
It's pretty much been that way.
In the rain.
Since it's open.
Is that Academy?
Yeah, it's Academy.
So that's what they built beside it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just opened.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It ain't been long.
That's the most insane thing I've ever
days.
Seen.
Look, you go get your cookie, and then you go get your working out stuff on the right beside it.
There you go.
And go over to the fishing department while you're there.
And just look, because there ain't nothing about
it. I mean, look, that's just for some cookies.
Johnny D picked up over there.
Oh, that's a fun joke. I was just in it the other day. Spying.
Cookies.
Yeah, that's for cookies.
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 Cookies. Anyway. Bible verse,
yeah.
John 16:33. This is for my good folks in Indiana. These are the words of Jesus Christ. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Earth's tough. Tough Amen. Place to be. The only way off this thing and the only hope that you can have is in Jesus Christ himself.
That's right.
Love you guys. Praying for you guys. Next time,
we'll see y'all right here.